Welcome back, and we are here now with the Economic and Community Development Committee. I see two of the committee members that are present this evening, and I will turn the floor right over to you for your presentation. Thank you for being here.
Great, thank you. My name is Anmol Daruka, Chair of ECDC.
And I'm Linda Bebke.
And I'm Jarrett Lash, the Township Planner.
Great. So we are ECDC, and as a general reminder, the purpose of ECDC is to examine the short-term and long-term economic and community development needs of the township, make related recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, encourage communication between the township and businesses, and strive to develop working relationships with various constituents. We are a five-person strong board. As I mentioned, I'm the chair. We have two new members, Apoorva and Linda. Linda is, of course, here with us. Our two new members have stepped up in a big way. Apoorva is already serving as our vice chair, and Linda has volunteered to be secretary, which is going to be formalized next month. We've got Ken, and we've got Paul, who has served on other boards and is very familiar with the township. We've got Katie Marshall, who is our young adult representative, and of course, Tina and Jarrett as our township liaisons. Two vacancies, so if anybody knows anybody, we would love to fill those vacancies as soon as we can. Switching to the next slide here. So one of our core initiatives that's been going on for several years now has been to find ways to encourage small business participation, small business, or residents to shop small business. And one of the initiatives we had come up with several years ago was this concept of a small business spotlight. And the intention of this initiative is basically for any small business to be able to tell their story. Anybody can participate. We welcome applications, although there's no formal application process. You kind of just get in touch with us and let us know you're interested. This initiative is currently being led by our vice chair, Apoorva. And the most recent spotlight that he did was the Fontana Group, which you can see up there on the screen on the left-hand side. These are posted to the township newsletter, and they also, I believe, appear on our website. So if you are interested in reading the spotlight and you missed it in the newsletter, feel free to check out the website, and they're all there. But we are definitely looking for a pipeline of new spotlights. The bid actually has a website or a web page, which is basically a small business directory, and we are trying to partner with them to keep that updated. But it's a good source if there is not a small business on there. It's a good place to get your name listed, and then word of mouth, of course. If anybody knows of a small business that would like to be spotlighted, again, feel free to reach out. But super excited about that initiative. It's been, I would say, pretty successful over the last couple of years. We don't have our board member, Paul, but we arranged two events this year with PICO, and that is mostly to drive, or mostly part of our initiative to drive corporate citizenship. And that's not to say that other people aren't already working on initiatives like that, but it's more about what can ECDC do to do more in terms of that. And so it's either partnering with the bid, having guest speakers, or whatever format they may take. Paul is actually very close to PICO, and so he had this idea to have them come and present their various initiatives. I don't know all the acronyms. I know one of them is LIHEAP. There are a couple of others, but you know, oftentimes these corporations have these programs that a lot of people don't know about, and they're not very well socialized for whatever reason, or people don't think, oh, okay, you know, PICO has this program, or other corporations have these programs that actually might be very helpful for residents, especially in this environment of rising rates. So we had these two events. I think they were very successful. It's something we want to continue for the longer term, and we want to get more companies involved if we can. Volunteerism is another big initiative. So this is a little bit new, not so new, but a little bit new. We had this idea prior to focusing on volunteerism, to have this annual food truck festival event. And it was it was this grand idea where we would have an annual food truck festival somewhere in the township. But as we started fleshing it out and as we tried to do site planning and plan logistics and all of that, and we found out that it was more difficult than we anticipated, and there are some very good competing events in the sunny months during the year. And so we kind of pivoted a little bit. And so our big initiative this year is we want to plan a volunteer weekend of service. We hope to engage both residents and businesses. We've pretty much set the date after socializing with various people, September 12th and 13th. That's kind of what we're looking at. We don't see any conflicts. I think the weather will still be nice. People are coming back from the summer, getting back into the swing of things. So we have this idea where we want to plan, maybe the Friday will be for corporations, maybe the Saturday will be for residents. It doesn't have to be that rigid or that prescriptive. But the idea is to just start this initiative and get it off the ground rolling by maybe having a group of 3 to 5 or maybe even more projects, whether it's park cleanups, whether it's something like making cards for veterans or making cards for the kids at CHOP to brighten their day. We're not rigid in what these projects can look like, and we're certainly willing to partner with township residents that are already doing these initiatives, whether it's on an ad hoc basis or if they have formality around it. But you know, speaking of formality, it's our goal to just have this kind of be an annual event. This weekend is like the Upper Marion Township weekend of service. And, you know, if we get enough projects, it doesn't have to be a weekend. It could be a week of service eventually. And, you know, if we can get corporate sponsorship, we're talking a bit about potentially having somebody sponsor T-shirts. And you kind of get a T-shirt if you sign up to do a project. And maybe there are corporations that will, see you in your T-shirt and offer you some free food or a beer or something for volunteering in the community. But that is something we're excited about. Still in the early stages, but we really want to make a push for that. And I mentioned this in our last catch-up, but we also have this idea of creating a township portal where it's basically residents helping residents with small projects. We want to partner with a corporation to do that. Otherwise, we're going to get into this rabbit hole of website development and incur cost, which really isn't feasible. So we are in talks, or we have been in talks with a company that specializes in this sort of thing to open up their portal and allow us to do something similar for Upper Marion. So more to come on that. And then, of course, we want to continue to participate in the comprehensive plan. Affordable housing has been a big topic for us. You see a picture there of Paul and Tina enjoying Jarrett's well-constructed and fund, I guess NIMBY exercise is what I'll call it. But that was good fun, that meeting. Continue to participate in the comprehensive plan. And then arranging guest speakers. You know, I think one of the things that pleasantly surprised me is that even though we're a voluntary advisory board, the willingness of people, whether from the BID, whether from Habitat for Humanity, to come and speak with us and impart their knowledge, get to know us, be enthusiastic to partner on something, just the idea of partnership, and again, just be gracious with their time, I think was a pleasant surprise. So we're going to try to do a little bit more with that and see how ECDC can either partner directly with some of these organizations or advise the board on where there may be some gaps, whether it's in communication or needs of the township. So that's another exciting thing we're trying to do, just getting to know people, I guess, is the best way to put it. And then lastly, we are preparing for the semi-quincentennial. Paul and Linda are currently sitting on the America 250 committee. Still in the early stages, I think, Linda, I don't know if anything to bring up at this point, but we're mostly trying to get Paul to pronounce semi-quincentennial correctly right now. So.
That's our challenge.
it's been a few months.
I think he does it on purpose.
But that's really it. It was a short presentation, but that's not indicative of That's not reflective of all the work that the board has been doing. There's a lot going on. We're really excited about the slate of initiatives we have. We think it's going to take up a lot of time. We didn't want to have, you know, like 5 to 10 projects where everybody's splitting their time. We kind of had that a few years ago and nothing really panned out. So we just have this core group of initiatives that we really want to focus on for this year and just kind of really accomplish something. But that's it from me, unless there are any questions.
What has been really interesting with ECDC as a whole is it's a fairly young board. So Anwa, you are the most senior member and you've been a member for
I lost track during COVID of time, but it was sometime during COVID when we were allowed to leave our houses.
So it's been a big turnover with this board, and it's been hard to get traction on initiatives because the beauty of a citizen board is every single individual comes in with their own interests, their own background, their own expertise. So every single citizen board member brings in their qualities. And we were having turnover and initiatives that we had launched, we lost that representative, so we started a new initiative. I feel like we're finally, and as you said, that we narrowed it down. So we were going in so many different directions on, we wanted to do all of it and maintain the old initiatives that other people had initiated. But zoning in on these few that we have now, we're seeing that we're having progress. We already had the PICO those meetings set up, one here in the township building and one over at the senior center, both effective, wonderful, helpful to the community gatherings. So we're starting to now finally be able to get started on our initiatives and moving them forward. So the idea of us narrowing it down really has been beneficial.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing group. And I'll put this out here for the public that if you want to jump on board on a winning team, right now's the time to do it. And we have two openings. So really consider joining ECDC because we're at an exciting time. We're launching projects, things are happening, and we need all the bodies that we can get to help with these projects. So if anyone's interested in the public of wanting to join a citizen board, come in and do an interview and we'll get you started. And as you mentioned, the two newest members are now officers already. Yeah. That people want to jump in and be involved and get started on things and be productive in our community. So it's an exciting time right now for ECDC. And since you mentioned that weekend of service that we're going to do, that we selected that second weekend in September, September 12th and 13th, Tony, I would like us to do a resolution to make that be something that it's set. Okay. That the second week of every Saturday every year, that becomes the dedicated township weekend of service. And as you mentioned, Anmol, that we could expand that to be beyond and go for a full week, but to launch it for this year, we'll start off a little smaller, we'll see what traction we get, but if this could be a year-round, every year event that we do in the community, and people are just used to it, they know second weekend is our time to be involved with things in our community. And we can expand it. We'll start off with a few, like you said, a few initiatives, and then as it grows, we can add more, and who knows where this could go.
We know residents out there want to help. We know there's stuff that needs fixing or work, and so we're super excited about that, and I think locking that in is awesome.
If I could just add a friendly suggestion, could any resolution say the second or third weekend? Because there is a major holiday that often hits.
Ah.
You saw me on my phone. I was literally checking. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't check thoroughly. So
this is something I probably
that's what I had
fresher in my mind.
Okay.
Then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Second or third.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for checking that.
This year it's okay.
I didn't go.
It doesn't hit this year.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
If you saw me on the phone, I was literally checking. So
I didn't go deep enough into that. So
committee meeting. We all pulled out our phones. We're like, and you were checking with Dan and other people, I think, like, what are the conflicts? And so appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. We were paying more attention to this year.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
To cast as wide a net as
Thank
possible.
Well, I could go on and on and brag about ECDC, but I'll let others ask questions or make comments. That if you had anything.
I'll help.
Go ahead.
I used to be chair of the ECDC, so I have a few things. So first and foremost, as far as the food truck festival, unfortunately, sometimes things don't work out. You know, I was involved in something this year with another board that I'm involved in that unfortunately just didn't work out, and it's disappointing. But just because something didn't work out this year doesn't mean that it may not in future years.
Sure.
So you never know what may happen, what may come up in the future, where maybe a food truck festival is more feasible in the future. And as I just alluded to before, I was chair of the ECDC for 3 years, and some incredible things occurred on the ECDC during that time, or at least started work on during that time. The community center actually started from the ECDC and then went to Park and Rec, and there was a joint subcommittee that was formed. It involved some residents. Bill and I served on that together. The King of Prussia District didn't start with the ECDC, but it was sort of vetted by the ECDC. That came from the chair of the board of supervisors at the time, and he asked us to sort of take a look and just give us our thoughts. The tricentennial celebration absolutely started from the ECDC, from a former, now she's passed away, her name was Sharon Clausen. So the ECDC has more than made its mark over the years, and as Chair Garzullo said, I have no doubt that it will continue to do so in the coming years. That's all I got.
And I would comment on the presentations you had from PICO. I would consider the other utilities as well. They all have those types of outreach programs. So whether it's American Water or Aqua, we've done another one too, or PICO. I think of PICO Gas. The cable companies, are two. You have Verizon and Comcast. They all have initiatives like that that we probably don't know about, that could make a big difference, not just with the people of Upper Marion, but how next ideas might be generated or developed. So I'd take a look at that too when you get a chance.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and I just want to mention, I saw your picture up there when you did coordinating volunteerism. That actually came from Sound the Alarm.
That's right.
Where the volunteer firefighters partnered with American Red Cross, another under the radar program. Most people don't even know it exists, but they'll actually come out and put smoke detectors in your homes. All you have to do is call the fire marshal's office, and they'll arrange for the crews to come out and put smoke detectors in. So promote that. Feel free to promote that one as much as you want to also.
You know, I would also bet that the organizations which receive BCA grants that provide services in our community would probably be willing to come out and maybe speak to the ECDC about what services are available, or speak to a broader group. Maybe somebody like Access Services, for example. I'm sure there are others, but just take a look at who receives BCA grants.
Yeah, and a lot of what we talk about, even with PICO, it's the timing and the forum. You know, like when winter approaches, that's probably a good time for PICO to come in when the seasons change. And so those are some of the things we talk about too. And I think Comcast, Aqua, and all of those are great suggestions. We can certainly look into that.
It's the incubator for Upper Marion.
For
the success of Upper Marion.
Yeah.
Don't just think down this little narrow path. Think big ideas, because the biggest one, the community center, was an unbelievably grandiose idea that came to fruition.
Yeah.
Hard work, but came to fruition.
Well, thank you for your commitment and your service. As board members, that is valuable and appreciated in the community. It makes a difference.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, we will recess then, if there's no other questions or comments, and we will be back shortly with the Community Center Complex Advisory Board. Thank you.